Praise the Lord. Message number 167. The title of the message is Suffering, Part 5. And we will speak here about the fasting of Moses. And it is a comparison between Moses fasting and Aaron feasting attitude. As we know, on the account of the golden calf that Aaron made to the Israelite, we can observe the differences between the attitude of Moses and Aaron. Moses was willing to suffer for God, while Aaron was tempted to stay at the comfort zone with the people. But finally, we know also that Aaron repented and he joined Moses and was willing to face the people and suffer for God. Before we go into the message, we will read two scriptures. The first one in the book of Deuteronomy, and that is chapter 9, and we will read from verse 7 to verse 21. And the second scripture is from the book of Exodus and chapter 32. Let's read now Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7 to 21. It say, remember this and never forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the desert from the day you left Egypt until you arrived here. You have been rebellious against the Lord. At Horeb, you aroused the Lord's wrath so that he was angry enough to destroy you. When I went up on the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord had made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water. The Lord gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God. On them were all the commandments the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. At the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord told me, go down from here at once, because your people whom you brought out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have turned quickly from what I commanded them and have made a cast idol for themselves. And the Lord said to me, I have seen this people, and they are a stiff-necked people indeed. Let me alone, so that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make you into a nation stronger and more numerous than they. So I turned and went down from the mountain while it was ablaze with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, I saw that you had sinned greatly against the Lord your God, and you had made for yourselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way that the Lord had commanded you. So I took the two tablets and threw them out of my hands, breaking them to pieces before your eyes. Then once again I fell prostrate before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water because of all the sin you had committed, doing what was evil in the Lord's sight and so provoking him to anger. I feared the anger and wrath of the Lord, for he was angry enough with you to destroy you. But again the Lord listened to me. And the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, but at that time I prayed for Aaron too. Also, I took that sinful thing of yours, the calf you had made, and burned it in the fire. Then I crushed it and ground it to powder as fine as dust, and threw the dust into a stream that flowed down the mountain. From the scripture, we come to know and learn that Moses twice fasted 40 days and 40 nights without food, without water, was in God's presence, suffering for the sake of his calling and for the sake of the people. He suffered in fasting to receive the word of God. He suffered in prayer and fasting, pleading with the Lord and asking forgiveness for the sins of the people and for the sin of Aaron. We will read the other scripture in book of Exodus chapter 32, so we can have a clear picture about the fasting of Moses and about what had happened done with the people of God, and what Aaron did with the people while Moses was absent from them, while he was in the mountain sitting with the Lord. Let's read. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives and your sons and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast into the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in the front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and get up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them, and have made themselves an idol cast into the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it, and have said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, so that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. "O Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with a great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the star in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands. They were inscribed on both sides, front and back. The tablets were the work of God. The writing of God engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "There is the sound of war in the camp. Moses replied, "It is not the sound of victory, it is not the sound of defeat, it is the sound of singing that I hear." When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire. Then he ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. He said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?" "Do not be angry, my lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil. They say to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any god, jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the god, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control, so become a laughingstock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man should drop a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other. He is killing his brother and friend and neighbor." The Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day." The next day, Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold, but now please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written." The Lord replied to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin." And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, anoint my lips with scriptures and with verses and statement to encourage your people to be willing to follow you and suffer for your cause. O God, I do pray, O Lord, that the message will find its way, settle in hearts of your people, settle in a noble hearts who are willing to obey and abide with your words and your commandments. Raise up a people like Moses. I pray the message will bring repentance to people who behave like Aaron. Lord, I do pray, O God, I pray for forgiveness of those workers, members of the church, who compromise and who go along with people's wishes. Forgive them, O God. And forgive those workers who set aside your work and your word, and do things to please the crowd, to please their children, to please their people, to please their neighbors, but they did something displeasing to you. O God, take full control of the message and let the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish in the heart and life of your church and your people. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Moses' suffering was profound. Fasting and pleading with the Lord, trying his best for the people. Moses calmed the Lord's anger and pray and intercede that the Lord would forgive the people. And how about Aaron? Aaron make the Lord angry. Many of you who listen to the message, you make the Lord angry by siding with the sin of the people, with the sin of your children, with the sin of your co-workers, with the sin of the people who are under your care. You repent this very day. Moses fasted twice, 40 days, and received the word of God. When he fasted, he received the two tablets of the testimony. But Aaron preferred to feast with the people. Therefore, he received none, no word of God. Many ministers, they say, we don't know what to teach and cannot receive the word of God. And we don't know what to preach because they are so much involved in eating and they are so sad and so conservative when it comes to fasting. They are feasting with the people food, but they are in famine in regard to God's word. If you suffer in fasting, God will give you his words. Moses edified the people by disciplining them with God's word and helping them to follow his will. Moses finally was able to turn the people back to God, while Aaron corrupted the people and spoiled the people as he sided with them. Fasting attitude edified the people. Feasting attitude corrupt the people. Moses prayed and God listened to him. He said, I pray to Aaron and God listened to me. Prayer of righteous man much avail. While Aaron, you know, we have read here that he offered many fellowship offering and burnt offering. We can read here in verse 6 and 8, the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. But God did not listen to Aaron. There is no communication because Aaron was doing evil. You know, many people, they pray, they worship, but when there is sin, there is no communication with God. They need repentance. Moses loved Aaron and fasted for him when he sinned against the Lord. He fasted that he will be restored. And finally God listened. And what Aaron did? While Aaron betrayed Moses and siding with other people who disobeyed the word of God. In the church, people are praying and fasting, suffering for others, while those people, they betray those who care for them. We pray and fast for you and care for you. We give you instruction what to do. Instead, you listen to our instruction. You side with the people and listen to them. Compromise with them, betraying us so that you will please their people. Moses focused on God and directed the people and instructed them of what to do according to God's word, while Aaron was directed by the people and the people instructed him what to do. So there are people who listen to God and there are people who are listening to the people and they are directed by the people. Why you do like this? Not because God told me or God told her. Because this person told me and that person told me and they were pressurizing me so that I did this. Are you directed by God to lead your family and your ministry, or you are directed by the people or your children and your wife and the wishes of this and that? Moses protected the people resources and used them in the right direction to make what God ordained. You know, when the Lord commanded Moses in Book of Exodus 35, you can read this, verse 4 to verse 29. When God directed him to build and to make the tabernacle, he ordered the people to bring the resources that the people brought was used to build the tabernacle of God. But here Aaron wastes the people's resources into harmful things. Leaders like Aaron, they destroy the people's lives and they take all the people, resources, their money, strength, and material things and talents into a wrong and invest them into a wrong direction. Moses molded the people into the frame that God's word provided. He was confirmed. Moses confirmed to the pattern that God's word demanded, while Aaron twisted the word of God to suit the people's wishes and desire. You know, after he made the calf idol, what he said? Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. Many, they are confirmed to the pattern of the world and uses the ministry to make parties, festivals, birthday parties, singing programs, making jokes, dancing sessions, selling and buying sessions, making business, immoralities and other kinds of pagan revelry. Ministry of Moses with the word of God. Ministry of Aaron with the pattern of the word, and they will use the name of the Lord. Tomorrow there will be a festival, but they are directed by the people, wishes and desire, not the word of God, not the instruction of the word of God, not the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Moses' authority was heavenly authority from God, and he was directed by God of what to do. When he told him, go down, no one told him go down, only God. God spoke to him. While Aaron's authority was earthly from the ground, and he was directed by the people. Do this, do that, do this, do that. There's no Holy Spirit speaking to him. No connection with God. Only activities. Festival and feast and all worldly pattern of ministry. Moses' style of ministry and service is fasting, suffering as a struggle to do God's will, while Aaron's ministry is feasting and enjoying activities, picnic, journey, sport fest, and etc. Moses was God's pleaser. Aaron was people's pleaser. Moses attracted faithful people to be beside him. Joshua was with him, while around Aaron were corrupted people. People are the same. They are corrupt. It is up to you. If you stand with the Lord, God will bring the faithful people. If you are corrupt, you will find yourself surrounded by corrupted people, as Aaron was surrounded by corrupted people. Moses said the truth to the people, while Aaron, when was confronted, he told lies when he said about the calf that he made the following, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. When Moses told him, when Moses confronted him, why you did this? What did these people do to you that you lead them into such great sin? He told them, they asked me, make us a god. So I told them to bring the gold you have. And he said to Moses, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. He did not say to Moses that I fashioned it with a tool. So he started to say lies. Those who goes along the people wishes, they will tell lies. Those who stand with the Lord, they speak the truth. Moses led the people into the truth, leading them toward the promised land. Aaron led the people into idol worship. Moses did what is right and needed to stand firm with God. When Moses go down and saw the people, Moses stood firm. If you are disciplining the people, you do not need to bow down to them, but continue to do so in your stand. While people like Aaron, who know the word of God but compromise with the people, they need to repent to get saved. If you are doing right and disciplining the people, don't go and say to them sorry. But if you are compromising and standing with them as Aaron, you need to repent. Moses was willing to suffer in facing the people. He faced the people, destroyed their celebration, break their parties, yes, break their parties and their celebration, if not according to God's will. But Aaron avoided suffering by avoiding facing the people and their sin. What he did, he joined them and their celebration. Come and pray for us, Aaron. Join for us, take this cake, this big plate of food, fill your stomach, don't speak the truth, go home. Leave us alone. If you are not willing to suffer to God, you are not doing well. Moses knew the consequences and the destructive effects of sin on the people. He burned the calf idol, ground it to powder, cut it on the water, and made the people drink it. He knew very well what is the bad effect of the idol worship. Moses knew very well the consequences of the people's sin. Moses, type of leader, explained and expound well to the people the bad effect of their sins. Aaron was not able to see the destructive effects of sin on people's life. Such kind of leaders as Aaron, they are weak and not much discerning. Therefore, they need to be under Moses' kind of leaders and his supervision. Certain of you who find yourself weak don't go along with people. Come, open up, say the truth, and we will stand with the Lord and with you to face the people sin. We need to suffer together, endure hardship with us, a good soldier for Christ. Moses suffered in taking a bold decision when he announced, when he saw the people go, they were out of control and they become livestock to their enemies. He took a bold decision and he said, he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord came to me. He was willing to lose some of the people to save the rest and to lay down a firm foundation. Moses used the word of God that is sharper than the double-edged sword to cut the ties of sin, to cut the connection of blood, the flesh, the work of the flesh, the culture and the tradition of the people. We cut it with the word of God. The word of God is sharper than double-edged sword. And that is how to raise up, how to lay down a true foundation. Aaron, what he did, Aaron uses food, parties, and celebration to attract people, favor, and approval. This is not a church, this is a club. Such kind of ministry, God is not glorified. It's a club type of ministry. We cannot use gifts and parties and food to attract people approval and people favor. Moses truly had the true love of God and fruitful ministry and was able to bring back to God the people, and he was able to raise up a body of committed workers, the Levites and the rest of the people who accepted God's word and discipline. God called us to raise up a true disciples, and for this we need to be willing to suffer as Moses, prayer, fasting, intercession, using the word of God, facing the people of their sin, breaking their parties and their idols that they made, their projects. Moses trained them to serve God, and we need to do the same. We need to do the same with such kind of people, such kind of situation. When we are faced with situation like as we have read, we should not be afraid. Face the people's sin, even they get upset, they leave the church. No problem, as long as we know that at the end, as we honor God, God will honor the ministry and God will bring people back to Him when He found us truthful to the call that He entrusts to us. And finally, Aaron stood with Moses. Finally, Aaron repented when Moses stood firm and was willing to join Moses and responded to God's cause. Therefore, when we stand with the Lord, when you stand with the Lord and allow God to use you to rebuke, to correct, to discipline those who do wrong, and not to compromise with the people or the crowd, when you are willing to please God, not the people, the Lord will stand with you and will honor you and will bring you fruit and make all disciples of your ministry. I pray that the message that God had sent to us will bring glory to God and the fruit that the Lord desires to see in our life. Repent today if you are like Aaron. Repent of your sin. Tell Him, Lord, I'm coming back to you. Lord, I ask forgiveness. I was weak. I'm coming back to you. I'm moving with people who are strong. Lord, I pray, tell him, Lord, lead me to the right people, like Moses, like Joshua, to stand on the truth of yours, so they can help me to discipline and correct my family, my ministry, the people that I am reaching out, humble down and ask the Lord to lead you how to come out of your sin, of your compromises. And the Lord will help you as He helped Aaron, and He will restore you as He restored Aaron. And if you are like Moses, then continue to stand firm. God is with you. And He will raise up people like Joshua to stand with you. The Lord will use you mightily. Lord, I do pray for my brothers, my sister, who are standing firm in the truth. Use them mightily, O God. And Lord, lead us. As you instruct Moses, instruct us so that we can face people's sin and break idols and expound to them the effect and the consequences of their sins. O God, use this message mightily to bring the fruit that you desire in the life of your church and your people. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.